Well, Labor Party stalwart Joel Fitzgibbon has done what he's threatened to do for quite a while and stood down from the shadow cabinet. He's continuing to warn the ALP that it can't win the next federal election unless it adopts his stance on climate change. That would mean lowering its ambitions on climate policy to take account of traditional blue-collar workers' concerns. But is it one or the other? Could a political party have a policy that accommodates traditional mining constituents and those advocating change to tackle global heating? Rachel Mealy reports.
Joel Fitzgibbon says the Labor Party is turning its back on history.
I've been trying to put Labor back into the Labor Party, trying to take the Labor Party back to its traditional roots, back to the Labor Party I knew when I first became a member 36 years ago.
He's been trying to get the Labor Party to lower its ambitions on climate action and turn its attention to defending the jobs of those who support the party.
In particular, I've been focusing on blue-collar workers, whether they be working in coal mining, coal generation, oil and gas, our manufacturing sectors, electricians and other tradespersons. The people who have traditionally voted for us in very large number, but somehow haven't been voting for us in large number over the course of possibly the last decade.
He says he's stepping down from the shadow cabinet on his own terms, but the climate wars within the Labor Party may have forced his hand.
We have to speak to and be a voice for all those who we seek to represent, whether they be in Surry Hills or Rockhampton. And that's a difficult balance. But we've been juggling it for some time, and the Hawke and Keating governments, it might not have been as pronounced then, but they juggled it pretty well. I think it can be done, but I think the Labor Party has been spending too much time in recent years talking about issues like climate change, which is a very important issue, and not enough time talking about the needs of our traditional base.
Wayne McAndrew is a lifelong ALP member and the deputy mayor of the coal mining region of Lithgow in New South Wales. He says both parties should stop bickering about climate policies and start creating jobs.
Lithgow is one area that is being certainly impacted in relation to what the new economy is going to be, and sometimes I never know what that is. And we've certainly been a community that's done quite well as a result of coal mining and coal-fired power. They still are our two major employing industries. So both parties have got to do more about creating jobs in regional rural areas, especially areas that are impacted like mine.
He says there's too much focus on emissions targets and energy policies instead of a real focus on developing new industries.
We keep getting told about transitioning, but I ask the question, transitioning to what? There needs to be clear and common sense solutions to help areas like mine.
Andrew Stock is from the Climate Council. With more than 40 years' experience in senior positions in the energy sector, he says political parties can chart a course towards job creation.
What we've got to do is use our brains to work on solutions and apply technologies that are there now. So solar and wind coupled with storage can provide really the lowest cost future for electricity supplies, and do that in a way that's clean, doesn't have any emissions. And one thing I heard Joel Fitzgibbon say this morning that is wrong is that Labor, he said that Labor had not made a difference with its policies to Australia's emissions. That's straight out incorrect.
Professor Sue Harris-Rimmer is the director of the Policy Innovation Hub at Griffith University. She says the Labor Party's getting bogged down by thinking there needs to be a decision between jobs and coal when it's really not the case.
I think they have to reframe it. They can't keep having it as jobs versus climate progress. It has to be jobs for the future that give people both an environmental future and a livelihood future. They don't have to be opposed. They don't have to be binary opposites. And I don't know why they keep framing it that way. And I think Joel Fitzgibbon was a large part of that issue. So it's time to kind of reframe how they do it. And that will definitely help their prospects in Queensland as well.
The Director of Policy Innovation Hub at Griffith University, Professor Sue Harris-Rimmer. Rachel Mealy with that report.